Chapter 28. That a bus was building to run from Listen Grove to the bank down Oxford Street and Holborn, and the rapid increase of buses on the Paddington Road encouraged the idea. Mr. Barker secretly and cautiously inquired in the proper quarters. The report was correct. The Royal William was to make its first journey on the following Monday. It was a crack affair altogether. An enterprising young cabman, of established reputation as a dashing whip, for he had compromised with the parents of three scrunch children, and just worked out his fine for knocking down an old lady, was the driver, and the spirited proprietor, knowing Mr. Barker's qualifications, appointed him to the vacant office of cad on the very first application. The bus began to run, and Mr. Barker entered into a new suit of clothes, and on a new sphere of action. To recapitulate all the improvements introduced by this extraordinary man into the omnibus system gradually, indeed, but surely would occupy a far greater space than we are enabled to devote to this imperfect memoir. To him is universally assigned the original suggestion of the practice which afterwards became so general of the driver of a second bus keeping constantly behind the first one, and driving the pole of his vehicle either into the door of the other, every time it was opened, or through the body of any lady or gentleman who might make an attempt to get into it. A humorous and pleasant invention, exhibiting all that originality of idea, and fine, bold flow of spirits, so conspicuous in every action of this great man. Mr. Barker had opponents, of course. What man in public life has not? But even his worst enemies cannot deny that he has taken more old ladies and gentlemen to Paddington who wanted to go to the bank, and more old ladies and gentlemen to the bank who wanted to go to Paddington, than any six men on the road. And however much malevolent spirits may pretend to doubt the accuracy of the statement, they well know it to be an established fact that he has forcibly conveyed a variety of ancient persons of either sex to both places, who had not the slightest, or most distant intention of going anywhere at all. Mr. Barker was the identical cad who nobly distinguished himself, some time since, by keeping a tradesman on the step the omnibus going at full speed all the time till he had thrashed him to his entire satisfaction, and finally throwing him away, when he had quite done with him. Mr. Barker it ought to have been, who honestly indignant at being ignominiously ejected from a house of public entertainment, kicked the landlord in the knee, and thereby caused his death. We say it ought to have been Mr. Barker, because the action was not a common one, and could have emanated from no ordinary mind. It has now become matter of history. It is recorded in the Newgate Calendar, and we wish we could attribute this piece of daring heroism to Mr. Barker. We regret being compelled to state that it was not performed by him. Would, for the family credit, we could add that it was achieved by his brother. It was in the exercise of the nicer details of his profession that Mr. Barker's knowledge of human nature was beautifully displayed. He could tell at a glance where a passenger wanted to go to, and would shout the name of the place accordingly, without the slightest reference to the real destination of the vehicle. He knew exactly the kind of old lady that would be too much flurried by the process of pushing in and pulling out of the caravan to discover where she had been put down, until too late, had an intuitive perception of what was passing in a passenger's mind, when he inwardly resolved to pull that cat up tomorrow morning, apostrophe and never failed to make himself agreeable to female servants, whom he would place next the door, and talk to all the way. Human judgment is never infallible, and it would occasionally happen that Mr. Barker experimentalized with the timidity or forbearance of the wrong person, in which case a summons to a police office was, on more than one occasion, followed by a committal to prison. It was not in the power of trifles such as these, however, to subdue the freedom of his spirit. As soon as they passed away, he resumed the duties of his profession with unabated ardor. We have spoken of Mr. Barker, and of the red cab driver, in the past tense. Alas! Mr. Barker has again become an absentee, and the class of men to which they both belonged is fast disappearing. Improvement has peered beneath the aprons of our cabs, and penetrated to the very innermost recesses of our omnibuses. Dirt and fustian will vanish before cleanliness and livery. Slang will be forgotten when civility becomes general, and that enlightened, eloquent, sage, and profound body, the magistracy of London, will be deprived of half their amusement, and half their occupation. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.